She's plugged in and that her volume's up.
Hello, people out there. Welcome to the Love Bite. We are here. It's me, because I'm me. And then there's Nancy over there on the other side of the table. And then we got Gypsy. And we're having fun with headphones. That's what we're doing. So we're really excited because we have Gypsy as our guest. And she is a submissive on the Twitter. Her name is Winsome_Gypsy. And she's, a very strong woman in her vanilla life. She's a very strong and capable career woman, and yet she still chooses to submit.
Which, I mean, there's a lot of, you always hear about how submissive women are like so like weak and can't do anything for themselves. And, oh my God, I need someone to take care of me. Guess what? That's a myth. That's right. Not actually true.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's always interesting. We could sit here and talk, you and I, all day long.
Yeah.
An hour is just not enough for all the shit we have to say.
Yeah.
However, it's always so much better when we have somebody, even an out-of-towner, that is willing to grace us with their presence in studio. So without further ado, I would like Gypsy to lower her mic and speak into it, baby.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, she's so adorable.
She's so cute.
I'm
she's
totally
blushing.
Nervous.
It's adorable. Oh my God, she's blushing.
You have the rosies.
Papa, she's blushing.
It's so cute. I want to pinch them.
Don't pinch me. It's not on my list. I don't do pinch.
She's got the cute cheeks, but she's got the boobs. And
I can't do that.
Sorry. Get distracted by the boobs.
Yeah.
That's the way life goes, though. But welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Am I talking too close to the microphone?
No, you can get close. You can mouth that microphone. It's all good. No, get closer.
Get closer.
You really want to be close.
Okay.
Look at me.
So I'm totally close. I know. Yes. And I'm totally nervous.
It's all good.
It's okay.
I mean, we'll bite, but...
Well, I won't bite. She
I would only bite,
will.
You know, with your sir's permission. But
okay, yeah. That's good to know.
Which, by the way, Papa, if you're listening, our phone number is 800-893-9562. In, you know, such case that you wanted to grant such permission, you know, just so that, you know, there's no
right.
funny business.
Or text us. Yeah. Or you could just call in and do whatever kind of special humiliation you would like to do on the air. We're good with that. That's not a hard limit, is it? We might be discovering limits tonight. This is exciting. that's kind of... I was just saying before we got on the air, how has it really only been a week since our last show? It just really feels like it's been so much longer than a week.
I know.
It's been, to you guys. Because I feel like it was like yesterday. I remember pretending that I was doing other things and laying on my bed listening to the Love Bite.
I love that. By the way, we totally encourage you pretending to do other things, but listening to our show. We encourage that.
Under things? Hell yeah.
Under things. Just so you know, there are other people that pretend to work and they're listening to our show.
Yes.
I mean, not live, they'll do a listen back.
Yeah.
And I love it. And they'll be laughing and people will be like, what? And they're like, never mind, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I do that every single time that Jeremy emails us the link and I'm at work. I'm like, listen to this shit.
Yes.
Which is bad because I'm
supposed to be professional.
I'm supposed to be really professional.
Yes.
So professional.
But that's kind of a good segue into, you know, in our professional lives,
we have a caller. Who could this caller be? Hello.
Who could the caller be?
Hello.
Hello.
I hear that voice.
Thank you for calling.
No, you probably haven't heard my voice before.
Oh.
Oh my God. Well, hello, caller. Who are you?
PM.
Yeah. Oh, hey!
Everybody knows.
PM from Meraki.
Oh my God, it's so awesome to put like a voice to the Twitter handle. OMG. I'm totally having a moment right now.
Well, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi to all you lovely ladies.
Well, hello, God. You lovely lady yourself.
Well, since we have you on the line, though, let me ask you this, since we are on the topic of strong women submitting. Do you view yourself as a strong woman? And if so, what about you makes you strong?
You know, that's a very good question. I've had to fight for myself most of my life, between foster homes, children homes, being abused. I've had to learn to stand up for myself. And the worst thing or best thing anybody could ever tell me is I can't do something, because I will do it to prove them wrong.
And through all of that, you still choose to submit, but do so not feeling like you're helpless. How does that manifest? How does that work in your life?
It is hard. AP is not a sadist. He's not a dom. He tries. I find myself topping from the bottom a lot, which I try not to do. But for me, it's the serving. All I want to do is make AP happy. That is my one goal in his life, is to make him happy, to make him proud of me. I don't know any other way to put it than for him to tell me I'm his good girl. Yeah. And that he's proud of me.
Yeah. No, oh my God, no.
But that's true, and that sentiment and that raw emotionality, I think, is really going to resonate, especially with a lot of the submissives, because that is true. I mean, I've certainly seen it in the eyes of Nancy when I've said, you know, good girl. You know, it's definitely one of the things where you can beam with pride, or you can well with tears, because, you know, it's a moment of, wow, I did it. So, and for you to be able, in my opinion, for you to be able to get that kind of satisfaction, that kind of fulfillment through submission, then that's all that matters. Is you're getting that satisfaction by whatever the means it is, and yours is through submission.
Yeah. And we've been married 18 years. I've known AP since I was 14. For a large portion of our marriage, it was me who was in charge. I bought our house. I bought our car. I just got him to sign it. I'm the one that made the decisions. And the going joke in the family was, if you were taking AP out to dinner, you should give him a menu a week in advance.
I would kill him.
Yeah. If he knew I told you guys that, I'd be dead.
Your secret's safe with us and whoever else is listening.
He's downstairs watching a Hunter S. Thompson movie.
So I shouldn't tweet? And at him?
And at him specifically?
Oh, no.
I won't do it. Maybe.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. I totally have chills right now, because it just... And it's because everything you said is so true. It's so true.
Absolutely.
That look and that good girl and that satisfaction, it's just... Oh, it's like a... Just makes my head. What?
It's your fix.
Yes, it's my fix.
It's like your heroin.
It's yes.
Fix.
It's like someone's.
That was me smacking myself, my
you.
Arm, not them. I'm too far to smack them.
He has this app on my iPhone and his iPad and the Macintosh called Cozy that we can add things if he needs me to do something. And he tells me all the time, you know, I don't expect you to get that list done every day. And I look at him and I go, but it's the list of things you give me to do. If I'm not finishing the list, I'm not doing what you want me to do. I have to finish the list. That's my goal. Because in my mind, that's what will make you happy.
Well, can I say, like, personally, it's me, Gypsy. And one of the things I wanted to say is, I heard you say earlier about poking fun at AP about not making his decisions and taking a long time. And that's one of the things I noticed about myself, is that where I'm always, like, apt to help other people make a decision. I'll give them the good, the bad, you know, pros and cons for whatever decisions they need to make in their lives. And I get often, like, greeting cards from people sending me, thank you so much for helping me with this, and thank you for always being there for me. And then I realized that in over time that I'm not really there for myself often. And I am, you know, a lot of my friends know me as this tough guy, and I'm not that tall. I'm kind of, you know, I've always got a ready smile, and people think, oh, she's so sweet and cute, and then they start to talk to me and they get to know me and they're like, oh, she's so tough, she's so badass. And when I first told my friends that, like, I was interested in a little, you know, DS, BDSM. They were like, oh, we could totally see you as a dominatrix. And I was like, maybe the outfits, but that's about it. You know, that's not really what I'm doing. And what I've been lucky enough to have is that the things that my sir, Papa, does for me is he helps me to put myself first in a lot of things that I do, making my decisions and where, like, giving AP a menu a week in advance. That is something that people would probably have to do for me. Or I would just ask the waiter, like, well, what do you think I should eat? Like, anything else is, like, quick. Like, you know, someone, I'll get offered a job or something and I'll decide, like, in like 2 days. Like, yeah, I'll take the job. I'm moving in a week and a half, 600 miles away. I don't know anyone in that town, not one person, nothing. I don't know where I'm going to live, and I'll get up and I'll move and I'll do it and keep 2 apartments for 6 months until I just make things happen. But when it comes to like sitting down and even doing small things that benefit me, I can't make the decision. I won't stop. I won't do it. I just push it away until eventually it will make its own decision. But what I've been lucky enough to have is, the tasks that Papa gives me are a lot of times in my own benefit, like doing things for myself to make sure that I'm taking care of myself first.
Right, and that's not to interrupt you, Gypsy, but that is part of what AP is working on with me now, because I've always been the one to take care of everybody else. I've been a jack of all trades. I'm the one that did all the home repairs. I grew up in a construction family.
Oh,
no. I built a woodshed on the side of the garage with no tools, well, no blueprints, and insulated the basement by myself. But now with losing the use of my hands, I've had to learn to give control over to AP. And that's part of why he started tasking me with silly things like watching at least an hour of TV every day, because it forces me to stay still.
Easy peasy.
Aww.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's so sweet.
It forces me.
I don't get TV, but there are like some days where he knows that I am a control freak and I want to know what I'm doing next or what the plan is, what the goals are. And some days, he wrote to me one day and said that not every day is like a busy day with your hands. Like sometimes it's just a quiet day for your mind to sit and reflect. And I realized that I did need that. I had been filling my time with so many. I do a lot of like volunteer work. I do vanilla volunteering. Someone will say, hey, Gypsy girl, do you want it? And I go, yeah, okay, let's do it. But the same thing, you know, I'm doing kinky volunteerism, which is really fun. But needing that, like, personal breaks for yourself are important. And that's one of the things that I get from being able to give over to the you know, ultimate, whether you say ultimate or not, power to someone else. And that's where, and I really didn't even get into this for that aspect of it. Like, it was more about the nasty, dirty, kinky sex of it all. I was like, ooh, look at that guy. And those giant hands and that scary guy beard. Like, let's do this. And then it turned into something completely different. And I'm pretty sure I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
See, and the other thing that AP is teaching me is, I am now accountable to him. We have a set date night, just the two of us, every Tuesday. And he told me it's my job to make sure I'm rested and I don't wear myself out and I'm ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that's it's the dominant's responsibility to, you know, ensure the overall, you know, health, welfare, safety of their submissive. I mean, that's what our job is. And sometimes that means we're giving tasks that they may not like, tasks that they don't expect. But it's all for the overall concept that it's to develop them as human beings. Because, you know, we are going to have our life long after any given DS relationship ends. And the idea is to try and make it so that everybody can benefit, become better from whatever the situation was, as long as they're willing to learn from it.
Well, yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Please continue to listen. And if you have anything to say, you know, feel free to tweet us up.
I will. I can't tweet and listen to you guys at the same time on my phone, but I'll see if I can figure that out. But I'll at least listen.
Groovy. Thank you.
Yay, thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
So sweet of her to call.
That was
very sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That totally... like warmed my heart in this way that like I don't even know how to describe.
Yeah, and she had, you know, good points. I mean, it's about that sense of satisfaction.
Yes,
which, you know, is one of those things that to pose the question to both of you. Since discovering submission, how has it impacted your life?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Like I can't. I don't know if I can put a finger on it right now, but I'll try. I know that a couple of different things. One, having the relationship that I have with Papa is like very, it's giving me a couple of different things. Like, the freedom to have a definitely intimate relationship with a person that is not, with a lot less responsibility. Of like a boyfriend or some sort of that sort of relationship, so you can still have intimacy without the responsibility of a traditional romantic relationship. So that has been great for me because I'm not really a commitment type of girl. But also, I think that. I'm freer with myself. I have had like my entire life these like kinky desires and things that like I kind of used to make a little joke and under my breath and say things to people that I was a creep. I was a pervert and
well,
I was.
I mean, you are a pervert.
I am. I'm a creepy pervert.
There's nothing wrong with
that. But I always thought it was really bad. It was horrible. It was, I had, you know, and I actually had someone say to me that they were like sad for me because of something they saw that I had written. And they were like, I'm really sad about that. And I was like,
yeah, like there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there was definitely something wrong with me. And so I pushed it back and I felt like terrible about my own personal desires. And since like discovering this lifestyle, and not just necessarily the lifestyle, but actually immersing myself in it, I feel freer with my life. Like I'm not ashamed, I'm not embarrassed anymore about things that are going on. I don't go around like harassing everyone with it and telling them, hey, you know what I was doing yesterday? You might see my bite marks. But I feel like just overall in everything that I do, I feel freer with myself. I also stand up for myself a little differently. I never minded like telling people off or saying things that maybe I shouldn't have said to people, but also with certain relationships with people that you're close to, like friends and family members, you kind of pull back from saying things that might hurt them. But I feel like it's okay if you say something to someone that they may not want to hear and then just move forward from there. That may not, I'm not really sure if that's just the honesty that the relationship brings into your life and it just makes you honest, or not just the relationship but the lifestyle, that sort of thing. It makes you honest in other ways.
Yeah, I think it's about, in my opinion, being connected with what you know to be true about yourself. You know, that, you know, we're kinky bitches, you know, that we like to slap people around or be slapped around or whatever it is. And being in touch with that and accepting of it, because I was in touch with it young, but I was not accepting of it. But once I became accepting of it, there is a liberation to it. And it forces you to be a little bit more honest with yourself and with others. Maybe to their disappointment, but it does allow that kind of freedom.
You're pointing at me with the rainbow pen.
Yeah, because Gypsy talked. Now you just got to.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. What's strange is that I always have a really hard time with words and describing what, well, not in written words. I don't know. It's really hard for me to express myself sometimes. But I know that for myself, when, you know, in the past year and a half, I've been given this opportunity to express this really strong desire in me in a way that I didn't have before. I didn't have an outlet for it. All I had was porn.
Yay, porn!
My imagination, but it was never something that I ever thought that, you know, this can actually happen for me. And what would this be like if it did actually happen? It's, you know, just, I didn't have a frame of reference. And now, I think about myself then and now, and I find that I'm slowly developing this ability to reflect and be more aware of myself. And what?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's that journal. I make you right.
Definitely. One of the things I remember, I was just reading, I've been serving Papa now since last February. First, it was very informal, because we hadn't met in person, and it was just one of those things. But I remember, I looked back and I was going through some messages, and one of the things he said to me was that he found it refreshing. I don't know if I'm telling things, but he found it refreshing that I was very self-aware. And that, because I was self-aware already, but whether I saw the things I was saying and doing, it didn't mean I was addressing them appropriately. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what that journal does for you. I mean, it really makes you stop and sit down and think about what you're saying and what you're doing, mm-hmm. and just the honesty of your own life.
Yep. Yeah, it is the journaling. It is. I'm not denying that it's
journaling is fantastic. Everybody should journal. I mean, it's I used to blog, which was technically my journal. I'm blogless.
Oh.
Anyway,
no, but I mean, you know, it's different when you're telling yourself something versus telling someone else something, mm-hmm. because when those words leave your mouth or they get transferred to the other person, it makes it more real.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
It makes it a lot more real.
Mm. And you wish there was an unsend.
Yes.
Oh, it's a resend, yeah. But not a resend.
A rescind.
Rescind. Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yeah, for reals.
It's true. What has been the most challenging part about submitting as a strong woman, or just submitting in general? This is a group. This is a group event.
Oh,
everybody needs to participate.
The most difficult part?
Except for me, because I'm not submitting. Ha ha! I'm Barbara Walters tonight. I'm Oprah motherfucking Winfrey tonight. Even though I'm really, really, really white.
With that, since... Are you right?
Well, yeah, I guess you could. It's cool.
So are you smoke, bruh?
I'm
No, okay, let me stop.
Can you guys answer the question?
Okay. The most difficult part for me sorry. I'm silly. The most difficult part is looking back at myself and seeing the things that I do inappropriately, Nancy loves that word, that and how they affect other people. Because when you feel that you're submissive, and I don't technically identify as a submissive, I am Big Papa's Zanine, my sir's submissive, but I don't go around like saying like I'm a submissive, and not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but again, I'm one of these people who carries around two or three cell phones. I have a hard time like taking a label and sticking with it, but
so what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a creepy pervert who is my sir's submissive also, but I think that when you are a submissive, or even when you are a dominant, when you're a switch, when you're any of those things, and you're living your life and you live it for yourself, and you're playing for yourself, everything that you're doing is just by yourself, for yourself. That's one thing. But when once you get into an actual DS relationship, into a dynamic, the things that you do and say reflect on other people. They affect other people. And then in within that relationship and within those different parameters, they affect everyone who those people are involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been probably the most difficult part for me. That and edging.
Yeah, I could imagine. I don't actually know, but I could imagine.
It's not the best thing. Actually, you know what? I always refer to it as like a beautiful agony.
Because
it's like so good. And then you're so sad.
I punch walls.
Want to go across that?
That's what I would do. No, but I mean, I think we don't live in a vacuum. Uh-huh. We any time that even in poly situations, you know, any single relationship is going to impact all of them. It's a ripple effect. There's no way to avoid that. So yeah, I mean, that's you think of how challenging a single relationship is. You know, you've got all this other, you know, dancing around with multiple relationships. So, yeah, that would be, that is always a difficult one.
Can I add one more thing that's been difficult for
me?
No,
I'm sorry. You've exceeded your points. No, go ahead.
The being quiet and waiting, like I said, about being, you know, being kind of a control freak. And maybe that's where all my, like, volunteerism comes in and all my, you know, giving advice to my friends and always helping someone else is controlling all of the situations around me. And in this case, I'm not controlling every situation around me. And I have to like sit and be quiet. I have to sit with myself and wait. Or that might be when I end up blogging or writing something. And that also sometimes is really difficult for me, is not knowing what happens next, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow when I wake up, two things. One, how is he going to receive my journal, or what will be my tasks for that day? That sort of thing.
Oh my God. It's like we're sharing a brain.
Oh my God. Can you not say that?
Wow.
What? No, it's just that I just can identify with so many of the things that you're saying. But I guess for me, what's really hard for me is that sometimes in wanting to please, I don't want to say it, because then what if you weren't thinking it and then now I say it and then
this is too late. You got to say it.
This is the problem with doing a podcast with your mistress.
Predicament bondage.
Sometimes I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, and if sometimes I want to do things to be pleasing and I want things to go in a certain way so that
I'm listening to this, because at this point you've just turned into answering the interview question of, you know, what's an area for improvement you have, and you're right now telling me sometimes I can't say no. So answer the question.
That's totally, that was like totally perfect to be like, bitch.
Just answer the question.
Okay. So sometimes I, you know, I'm so nervous now. So sometimes like if I'm thinking,
I'll avert my eyes.
Shut up. Sometimes I'm thinking that, okay, I'm going to go through A, B, and C so that I can give her D and she'll be so fucking pleased.
Yeah.
And I'm so like, I want to do all of those things. It needs to go according to plan so that I can present her with this awesome thing. But in the process of getting so crazy about things going according to plan, I become a bitch and I become not submissive.
Yes. Or you make yourself crazy. You make yourself sick trying to get to that point where you know it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that and it's gonna be like totally awesome, and then And then he, or in your case, she's going to be like, oh, you're freaking great. And but in the meantime, you've done all of these crazy things. And they're like, oh, my God, what the hell are you? Can you just simmer down for 5 seconds and quit freaking the hell out?
Yeah.
Are we allowed? Okay. What kind of language am I using? Am I being inappropriate?
No, you're being perfect. Cunt, bitch, slapper,
oh, okay, yay.
All you want.
All the words?
Yes.
It's the interwebs.
Yeah, exactly that. I drive myself crazy trying to make... It can be something so super simple. Something that did not require so much energy and so much stress. But I just decide that, no, that's too easy. Let's make this really hard. And let's make this kind of unpleasant for everyone involved because it's not going according to plan.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, Mistress is nodding in agreement.
Yeah.
I don't like this. This is not okay.
Did you think I hadn't noticed any of that?
No.
You thought I hadn't noticed?
No. I just didn't know. Maybe you had noticed, but we hadn't ever like addressed it like this in this forum with someone else in the room and then like here. What? Who are we talking about?
When you do crazy shit, I tell you to stop. Stop. And generally, I'm like, how could this have been resolved? You could have asked me at any point, asked for clarification or anything. And then the bitchy time? I think we know how that one ended.
Yeah, that one didn't end so great.
No.
That one was bad.
That didn't end well at all.
No,
she would have liked that. It was,
that.
You can go. You can stop what you're doing right now.
Which, let's face it, being dismissed like that.
And it was, that was the nicest thing I could say at the moment. I could not muster it any nicer than that. And I could not say any, that was the nicest thing I could have said. Anything else I would have said would have just come out cruel. So that's all I said. That's how simple it gets. So she we've had this conversation. So
how do you deal with anything other than positive?
Disappointment. Anything other than positive?
Yeah.
Does this include neutral?
No, I mean, but like, you know, anything that elicits like negative
feelings. No, sometimes neutral feels negative.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
She hates silence.
Oh,
fucking, she can't stand it.
Because then it's like I'm trying to piece the whole thing together by myself in my mind. Oh my God, did I do something wrong? Is she mad at me? What is going on? Let's stop this roller coaster of life, please. But anyways.
Crazy bitch.
How do I deal with anything other than positive? Sometimes a lot of crying and pouting.
Oh, don't pout.
And crying and pouting. And
pout. Fucking drives me crazy.
Well, luckily, my pouting is kind of long distance. So.
Technically, yours is too. Yeah, I'm standing and smack that face.
But, a lot of crying, a lot of freaking out, like, internally. And then I'll write about it. I don't know, like... And then really, like, I hope that I try to fix it. Like, not, like, fix it right now. Fix what I'm doing. Fix it in the sense of fixing the situation between the two of us. But also, like, fixing whatever it is I've done wrong. And I'm pretty sure that I've been told the same thing more than once. But it doesn't mean that, like, I haven't learned from it. And I don't try to... keep it like under control. And the thing is with Papa, he's very much a communicator. Like he likes, I'm not saying that he is available for immediate communication at all times, but he likes the honesty of things, even if it doesn't feel good at the moment to hear it or to say it. He's very much a proponent of honesty, of saying what needs to be said. And,
see, he's so like my male twin.
Yeah, he's like exactly.
Love him.
He's totally freaking awesome. Like beyond.
Teddy bear. I just see teddy bear. Teddy bear with like.
Did you see his molar marks on my boob?
No.
Okay. teddy bear with teeth.
I need to see this at some
point.
I'm
telling you, I don't see teddy bear when I see him.
I see teddy bear, but like, you know, with one arm behind his back, like holding a knife or something, you know? I feel like he gives like awesome hugs. Does he give awesome hugs?
He does. He does give awesome hugs and amazing kisses.
Yes, you have talked about his kisses.
Hi, Papa. Okay, sorry. Simmer down. You guys are going to have me in here being inappropriate.
It's a kinky sex podcast.
Okay.
We want inappropriate.
Okay. Well, I'm inappropriate in general, but no.
Right.
But,
we discussed this already.
No, but definitely. He does give good hugs. He gives good kisses. He also gives amazing feedback. He gives good, just good vibes and good everything.
Energy.
He has great energy. He's a good person. For an evil man who does horrible things to people, he is surprisingly a wonderful person.
See? They're not mutually exclusive.
Not at all. And no, but he's really good at, you know, giving you feedback. And because we don't see each other like daily or even once a week, sometimes we have to have hard talks, mm-hmm. like when we're together to play. And sometimes like it's a surprise that I'm getting a hard talk. And then I'm like, what? What did I do? I'm perfect. I'm a good girl. But then sometimes I'm like, yeah, I remember that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm sorry that
I'm like, I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
Come to bite me.
So, but at the same time, I get a lot of personal feedback on things, even something like as small as, I'll say this, late summer, early fall, like I was like in a frenzy of just life. Like I was doing vanilla volunteering, kinky volunteering, a lot of work, friends, going out, going to, you know, going to the dungeon like a couple of times a month, just doing parties all the time, way too much. The same way in college, just like constantly study groups, parties, tutoring, all kinds of things constantly. And I wasn't eating. And I was the end of the day came and I'd been like three nights in a row to like either munches or a party or slosh or something or another. And the fourth night I was going to some sort of another something. And he like sent me a message and he was like, your tasks are done for the rest of the day. You're done. Go home. Go to get something to eat and go to sleep. And I was just like, but I have to go to the Geeks Munch. And he was just like, no, you don't. It's like, you need to go home and go to sleep. And I realized that I was burning myself out. And I was like, I was exhausted. And I didn't have any food in my refrigerator. I didn't have, I was just really doing way too much. And he told me at that point, he's like, I want you to eat three times a day. And it was one of those like in-person talks. He's like, I'm not a person who puts any restrictions on a person's like body or anything like that. But you need to eat food because eating olives and drinking a Pepsi at 9 o'clock at night for the first thing that day is not healthy. It's not okay. And he didn't want me getting sick from running around and then, right. you know, worried about doing my tasks and that sort of thing. So I went home and I was like, okay. And I fought against it. Like just like mentally, like I'm fine. I'm a grown up. I could do this. I know what I'm doing. And I went home and I literally crashed out and I slept the whole night. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do what he asked me to do. I'm going to go get some food. And I put food in my refrigerator. I did all these things. And I started eating on a regular basis. And when I told my friends, I was like, yeah, like Papa gave me like a food thing. And they were like, oh, you're not allowed to eat. And I was like, no. I was like, he wants me to eat three times
quite
a day.
The opposite.
Exactly. And you know what happened when I started eating three times a day? I lost 2 pant sizes because my body started working properly.
Mm.
And that was my thing. I was like, oh, hey, look at my new plus size skinny jeans. I look fresh. But like that was the thing, is like the all of these things are hard for you to accept or to take or to hear, listen to. But in the end, they made my life, they make your life better. It doesn't mean that you need someone to take care of you, or you're a weak person, or you're not, you know, successful or any of those things. But sometimes you need someone to, like, who's on the outside of your body and your mind to tell you, to help you find the things that you need. And I think that it's also a reflection, both sides, the D and the S, because where he's looking back at me and helping, you know, helping me grow, I think that, I hope that when I respond to him in honesty, get the message, or grow in my own way, I think it also has an impact on him as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can tell you it does. You know, the frank and honest conversations that I have, which, you know, I try to have them. There, you know, there are moments when it's a moment of enlightenment for the D type, where you're like, yeah, I guess that is true. That's something I need to work on, because nobody's perfect. Nobody has flaws. Nobody has flaws. Nobody is flawless, because I can speak. But your point, Gypsy, segues into how do you not top from the bottom?
I'm not into it. I'm very much in life, I top from the top. Like, whenever, and things I'm doing, I am one of the leaders of a femdom group, in which I'm not technically in any way a femdom, but I appreciate it. I have topped a couple of times in play, but I don't consider myself to be a top, or even a switch necessarily, but I top from the, if in life, and even just in the community, if I'm topping, I'm topping from the top. I'm not going to pretend something or act out to get something else. I top from the top. Like, when it comes to, and maybe it's just because it's him. And I know you see a lot of people say, like, oh, I only submit to a select few. And it's not, and I'm not saying that as like some sort of, you know, I'm better, or it's a challenge to get me there.
Well, no, submissives should only submit to those
exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just what it should be.
But I'm not saying it in that sense. Like, oh, I'm, you know, I only submit to a select few. I don't mean it that way. What I mean is,
I totally get a snotty bitch vibe from her.
So, I am totally a snotty bitch. I am.
Oh my God.
I am. But I'm also cute, so I get away with it.
Fucking hell.
I'm a czar, and I get away with being a snotty bitch all the time. No, but in all honesty, like when I first kind of showed up on the scene, like, and it wasn't even really a scene thing at first, it was just kind of like cyber scene. And I had a lot of people, like a lot of men, immediately like, oh, you're a sub. Like, oh, what? Are we, let's. And I was like, oh yeah. And then even locally, like I had a few people approach me, like, oh, I'd like to play. And I was like, oh, I don't even know your name, and you don't know my name. Like, what do you mean you'd like to play? That sort of thing.
Right.
But it might be just because, like, I found a person who treats me respectfully like a human being, is knowledgeable in what he does, is a good person. He's intuitive. There's a connection, and maybe that's why, like, I don't have to top from the bottom with him. And not only do I not have the desire to do it, I don't have to do it with him at all.
I think that most submissives don't want to top from the bottom. I think that it happens to be a natural progression for when they feel that their needs are not being met consistently, or they don't feel that the D type is handling their D-ness, whatever, as well as they might desire, whatever. So it ends up being a situation, which generally means just not a very good fit.
It could mean that, but it also could mean that the person just doesn't want to give up that control. Maybe they're not there for the reason that they think they're there.
Which or is still a bad fit.
Yeah, definitely a bad fit. Definitely. I'd agree. But I just, I don't know. I don't have the desire to top from the bottom. I don't think that I could top from the bottom, not just because he's kind of got his eyes open, but also because I don't think I could do that to him. Like, I don't want to play games with him. He's a great person. And I, like, this is, like, kind of fitting, like, that I'm here right now, because it's been about a year. And I remember, just recently thinking back last year, that I had no, and he and I actually talked about it recently. I had no idea that this would happen. Like, that I would not be here with you two lovely ladies, but I mean, just in general, like, I remember thinking or reading all this, like, filthy erotica, watching these, like, Googling disgusting things. I like saying disgusting things on you know, trying to find all this nasty porn and things like that. And then when I came across him, I was like, ooh, what was that? I know these words, and I'm gonna find out about it. And so when I asked him, just kind of like, oh, hey, you know, and he does this big papa thing. He perved me and was like, well, let's look at some pictures, girl. And I was like, yeah. And that's the other thing, is something, I don't know what it is about him, but people have asked for dirty pictures all the time. And I was like, your mother will send you dirty pictures. But
your mother will send you dirty pictures.
But
what the fuck?
I love your mother. I love saying that to people. No, but that was one of the things, is I remember, you know, I immediately was like, let me get into my office, like, bathroom, and I'm like stripping down and taking pictures, and it just happened. But we had a discussion about it recently, and I said to him, like, I really remember thinking that I was gonna get my fix, play with this guy and get what I wanted, and that would be the end of it, and not just like because I was going to walk away from it, but I didn't think that he was, you know, interested in doing anything outside of, you know, playing one time and we'll both move on with our lives. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There was some reason, there was a connection, and it's lasted a year later. We're still doing this. And I'm happy. And I'll sing a song and do a dance.
Aww. Can it be a topless dance?
Yes.
Then I'm in.
Oh, what is it? Like, are we showing boobs in here?
We can show boobs.
Look at these. This is
holy wow. Mother, what is that from?
From Papa Teeth, teddy bear with teeth
on the boobs.
Molar. There was molar prints from.
It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, he decided he wanted to go for the molar marks, and so.
Hey, you know.
This one. And actually,
she's,
I don't
showing
know if you
us,
can't tell.
Tip boobs, they're fantastic.
I know. Brown boobies are freaking awesome.
Well, but, there's that.
So, okay, so this bruise here on my left boob is actually on top of a bruise from last month still.
Wow.
And then this too.
Your bruise is last.
I have a bruise on my thigh from last May, the first time we played. It's not a bruise anymore, actually. It's just a mark left from the original bruise.
Nice.
He likes to make a commitment
job,
with those
sir.
Feet.
Good job.
And he's got a beautiful smile, too.
He does.
And those teeth are a warning. The smile is, it's like, the better to eat you with, my dear.
The big bad wolf.
That's him.
I just don't want a hug from him. That's all I want.
He'll give you a great hug, too. He's a really good hugger.
I would like that. But that's it, because he has a penis. Ew.
Ew. It's
which
awesome penis.
I think you've seen, because Gypsy showed us the video.
No, I didn't watch.
You didn't watch.
Oh, I didn't watch.
Was that amazing?
I know, yeah, I've seen that.
I didn't watch the video because there was penis involved.
It's very difficult to block out the penis from that particular video, because it's really the focus of the video.
Of
is
the penis.
Penis.
Yeah.
It's a lot of penis.
No.
A lot of penis.
Let's not do that.
It's actually beautiful. Oh, it's a beautiful
She's
penis.
Getting it out. She wants to show it to you again.
No, don't do that.
You have to see it. It's gorgeous.
Oh, and we're talking about the subject.
What? Yes?
No, not a penis.
No?
I'm actually changing the subject. How do you not top from the bottom?
Oh, dear God. This is entrapment.
I think it's entrapment if you don't know who you're talking to. I'm not saying I'm not a cop. and asking you if you're a hooker. I'm a cop. Are you a hooker? So it's not entrapment.
Yeah, but you're my mistress and you're asking me about...
How do you not top from the bottom?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know.
But that's an honest answer.
And the reason I don't know is because a lot of times I feel... I'm very emotional. I'm a super emotional person. And
it's shocking.
You guys are mean. But so sometimes I get a little frazzled and I start confusing my needs with my wants, and I feel myself going into a frenzy, and I want it now. And I have to have this. I must have this. How can I make it so that I can have this? What do I need to say? What do I need to do? Is there some bargaining what's going on? Tell me how to barter. And obviously that doesn't work because it doesn't happen. but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how to be able to tell the difference between when I'm topping, when I'm trying to top from the bottom, and when I'm just genuinely just being a little batshit crazy. Does that make any sense?
It does. And there's a phrase you should memorize.
Can I get my pen?
Mistress, if it pleases you, I would like a spanking this evening. This week. This month. Mistress, if it pleases you, I would like to kiss your feet.
Hey, now.
Mistress, if it pleases you. Mistress, if it pleases you, is how you are making a request. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah, very easy peasy.
Not... I want. I wonder if I should go through some of those texts.
Or
no. I want this.
No.
I want that.
No.
Want.
No, 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 no. Why would you do that?
And then my reply, which I probably put her in tears. No, you don't want that. I mean, no. Yes, you want that. You don't need that. Oh, she was just, it was a silence from her. She was very sad. She was a little sad, Nancy.
But I think I know why you were sad, not because you didn't get it, because you realized by the answer that you'd done something that
was
not
right. I get that.
Right.
I get that. I totally get that.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, I can, like I find myself, I feel a little like odd about who I am currently because I find myself breaking into tears over something that I've done that I generally wouldn't have cried over if someone said something. Like, I'm well known for being kind of honest and saying things that are a little over the top, like telling people that I hate them. And I don't necessarily like mean it or saying like, you know, like, you're really stupid and I hate you. I don't necessarily mean that, but it's at that moment I feel like they're stupid and I hate them and I want them to go away. But now if I say something just small and I realize that it upset him or hurt his feelings or someone else that it hurt or upset, that it kind of rippled back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself, I'll break into tears. Like, I can't believe I did that. And it makes you more responsible for your actions and the things that you do, your behavior overall.
Right.
I don't like disappointing. I don't no. like.
I know.
I don't like eliciting anything other than positive. So it really sucks when you realize you did that and you didn't even know you were fucking up. But then, oh look, you fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to also see that it's our job to tell you fucked up.
Yeah, I guess. But still, nobody likes that, especially me, because I want to be perfect all of the time.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that have, you know, this perfectionist desire.
Yes.
But the truth is there's nobody perfect, period. Everybody, and I told you this. I told you this in the beginning. You will fuck up and you will disappoint me.
Yeah, you did.
I told you that flat out in the beginning. You will fuck up and you will disappoint me.
And she didn't like it. This won't be once, it won't be twice, it will happen again and again.
I didn't say, but I just said, you know, and it's, and what I said is, and it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't feel like it, though.
I get that.
It totally fucking feels like it.
I get that.
It totally, and then there's like times where I'm like, oh my God, does this mean it's the end? Oh my God. I don't ever tell you because like I don't want you to freak out, but I totally feel like
I already had one of those.
Yeah. But like I always, like sometimes I have those like freak out moments where I'm like, oh my God, what if this is that one fuck up? What if this is that fuck up that totally hit like a chord and like it just means just, oh my God, and I can't handle that right now. Oh my God, what would I do? What would I do? Who would I lean on? Where would I go? Who would I talk to?
What else feels go back to your contract? If you didn't violate any of the clauses of the contract, you're not going to be immediately dismissed if you've never been punished for something. So,
yeah, I realize that, but I'm like talking about the freak
logical.
Out.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just trying to give you something logical to back up, but I understand I'm talking to an emotionally rational person, so it's difficult for me to tell you the logical thing for you to do.
Thanks, mistress.
Say it with a smile, bitch.
You were going to say something.
Sorry.
No, I don't remember exactly. I think I had a couple of different things in my mind about like disappointing one. And then also, again, with topping from the bottom, I think it might be a really different dynamic between two women as opposed to a man and a woman. Even someone as sensitive and intuitive as a Big Papa, he still is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that he may not catch. Like subtleties that I think very definitely the two of you, the communication, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything that you could sneak past her.
There's nothing I can sneak past her, but I'm pretty sure that at least on my end, I like totally overanalyze things. What does she mean by that? Oh, she smiled at me in that way. Does that mean that she thinks that applies to me? I can't, that actually yes. has happened a couple of times right during this hour.
I know.
Oh shit. Now I need to like listen back and like, okay, what was it? Oh my God. Anywho.
The sadism never ends.
No, it doesn't. Well,
we are out of time.
Yes.
See how easy was that?
It was totally easy.
You were totally nervous.
I was really nervous. And I am a little bit sad that my hair is like smushed. Right now. But outside of that, this is like totally fun.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I got to like, you know, think about some things and say them out loud and be in this really cool building with all this like black walls and fancy paintings. And
it's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Like logos and such.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Skid Row Studios.
And a really cute girl behind the booth.
Yeah.
And a guy with totally long eyelashes.
Yes, we remember that.
But you have a blog and that website is?
It is really easy. It's just thewinsomegypsy, all one word, .com.
Perfect. Check her stuff out.
Yeah.
She writes some good shit.
She does.
She does some good shit. In quick for our little blogosphere, you can check us out, obviously, skidrowstudios.com. Jeremy's been really good about getting our stuff up usually by the next day.
Yes.
Like us on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow us on the Twitter, the_love_BITE. You might want to follow that one because it's got some Fucktoy Friday treats that you might like.
Just yeah.
Put one out there.
Yeah, it has some that sometimes could also possibly make you wet.
That was it. That's okay. We're cool. Subscribe on iTunes and then on Stitcher. And that's it. We'll be back next week because we got to get used to this actual hour thing.
Right? Okay, bye.
Thank you. That's good.